en nuestras vidas.
He is still on the throne in spite of everything else.
Y sigue estando en el trono, no importando qué.
Praise God. If you have your Bible tonight, go to 1 John.
Si tienes su Biblia, vaya a primera de Juan.
This is the epistle of John.
Esta es la epístola de Juan.
Amen. The epistle of John is right before Jude and Revelation.
Es justo después de Judas y
and we're going to go
antes de Revelación.
Chapter 4.
El capítulo 4.
Verses 17 through 19.
De verso 17 al 19.
Praise God. 1 John chapter 4 verse 17.
Primero Juan capítulo 4 y verso 17.
Herein is our love made perfect.
En otro se ha perfeccionado el amor en nosotros.
That we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
Para que tengamos confianza en el día del juicio.
Because as he is,
pues como él es,
so are we in this world.
Así somos nosotros en este mundo.
Verse 18, I want you to notice, there is no fear in love.
En el amor no hay temor.
But perfect love casteth out fear.
Sino que el perfecto amor echa fuera el temor.
Because fear hath torment.
Porque el temor lleva en sí castigo.
He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
Del que teme no ha sido perfeccionado el amor.
We love him because he first loved us.
Nosotros le amamos a él porque él nos amó primero.
I'm going to read it again and I want you to help me just finish it. We love him because he first.
Nosotros le amamos a él porque él nos amó
primero. Are you thankful for the grace and the goodness of the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, lift your voice and let's pray together. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that freshness of your spirit tonight. We worship you. We love you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Are you really thankful for the love of God? I want you to give the Lord a hand.
Amen.
I want you to give him the applause tonight. Would you honor God with your hands and your voice?
Honre al Señor con su voz y con su aplauso.
Thank you for your loving kindness. Hallelujah, God. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
Te puedes sentar.
1 John, we read, it's a consummation of love where when something is being confirmed, like a marriage that is a husband and wife comes together, amen, we're talking about love coming together.
Estamos hablando de cuando el amor se
the love
une.
Of God.
El amor
the love
de Dios
of humanity.
Y al amor a la humanidad.
When man loves his creator.
Cuando el hombre ama a su creador.
And the creator loves his creature.
Y cuando el creador ama a su creación.
There is a mutualness and a oneness. Amen. We quote the scripture.
Mutuo.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one.
Y hablamos de la escritura. Hoy Israel, Jehová nuestro Dios, Jehová uno es.
There's just one Lord.
Y solo hay un Señor.
There's one faith.
Una fe.
And one baptism.
Y un bautismo.
One God.
Un Dios.
Father of all.
Padre de todo.
Through all.
De todo.
And in us all.
Y en todos.
And when the church gets one with God.
Y cuando la iglesia se haga uno con el
Señor. How beautiful that is.
Cuán hermoso va a ser eso.
Hallelujah. We find that the scripture here says love is perfected.
Aquí dice que el amor ha sido perfeccionado.
In a mutual abiding.
En un acuerdo mutuo.
Then it begins to say there is no fear in love.
Y que dice aquí también que no hay miedo
perfect
en el amor.
Love casteth out fear.
Y que el amor quita el temor.
Because you know fear has torment.
Porque el temor lleva consigo castigo.
And the scripture said he that feareth is not made perfect in love.
Y aquel que teme no ha sido perfeccionado en el amor.
And we can only love him because he first loved us.
Y solamente podemos amarlo a él porque él nos amó primero.
Oh, I'm thankful for the love of Jesus Christ.
Estoy agradecido por el amor de Jesucristo.
At Brother Schubert this morning.
Hermano Schubert, esta
he
mañana,
preached about fear.
Él habló sobre el miedo.
Not giving room to fear today. We're going to talk about something. How fear begins to intimidate, how fear begins to rob you.
Y cuando el miedo te empieza a robar e intimidar.
And many feel the penalty of failure.
Y muchos sienten el castigo de la,
and condemnation.
Y la condenación.
It knocks them out of their position with God.
Los quita de la posición
con
Dios.
Have you ever tried to lift your hands and worship God and the devil tells you in your mind, what are you doing raising your hand?
No has sentido que cuando levantes las manos y el diablo te dice, ¿y por qué la levantas?
You start to worship God and the devil said, look at you.
Y empiezas a adorar a Dios y el diablo te dice, míralo.
You remember that attitude you had on the way to church?
¿No te acuerdas de tu actitud antes de llegar aquí a la iglesia?
You remember how you fuss at your kids?
¿Recuerdas cómo retaste a sus hijos?
Young lady, you remember what you the attitude you sported against your sister?
Jovencita, ¿no te acuerdas de tu actitud contra otra jovencita?
Young man, you remember the temper that you threw against your parent?
Joven, ¿no te acuerdas de tu actitud que tuviste contra tus padres?
And guess what? The devil likes to condemn.
Al diablo le gusta condenar.
These two houses, when you take a right here, are condemned houses.
Cuando vas a estas casas son
They're
condenadas.
Not fit for somebody to live in.
No están para que alguien viva ahí.
They're not fit for even reconstruction.
Ni siquiera para reconstruir.
Only thing they're good for is to be tore down.
Solamente están para que se destruyan.
They're fire hazard. They're full of rodents.
Está lleno de roedores.
I want to tell you, condemnation has no place in the kingdom of God.
La condenación no tiene lugar en el reino de Dios.
And the enemy begins to condemn us and make us fear.
Y el enemigo nos empieza a condenar y a ponernos miedo en nuestro
God, you're against me. When God is for you.
Pensando que que Dios está con nosotros, pero en realidad él es por nosotros.
And in 1 John right here.
Y en primera de Juan.
It talks about that fear when somebody has to stand before God one day.
Y habla del miedo cuando tenemos que estar con el Señor ahí arriba.
And how people begin to feel, oh no, it's going to be a dreadful day.
Y la gente empieza a pensar, uy, va a ser un día terrible.
And but I want to tell you that grace, the grace of God.
Pero quiero hablarle de la gracia
del Señor.
The love
of God.
Del amor de Dios.
When you follow the hand of God, God's going to fulfill His plan in your life.
Cuando sigues la mano de Dios, Dios
va a seguir tu plan. You see, grace brings a salvation.
La gracia trae la salvación.
And you can stand before God, amen, free from all condemnation.
Y puedes estar frente a Dios libre de toda condenación.
Amen, from everything that hell is throwing at you.
Y todas las cosas que nos hagan mal.
I want to tell somebody today, amen, God wants you to be ready when you cross that finish line.
Dios quiere que tú estés listo cuando pasas la línea de meta.
And I believe that God's love is a love that helps ready you.
Pero el amor de Dios es un amor que te ayuda a estar listo.
Tonight's my last night, I believe God's going to work on my last night.
Yo creo que hoy el Señor puede trabajar en mi vida.
If tonight's your last night, God's going to work on your last night.
Si hoy es tu última noche, el Señor puede hacer algo esta noche.
God's not going to leave you just by yourself. I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost, aren't you?
Y Dios no te va a dejar solo porque yo creo en el poder del Espíritu Santo.
Stand before God.
Y cuando llegue el día de ponernos enfrente del Señor.
I'm glad I have a God that stands with me.
Y que bueno que el Señor
Amen. You ought to clap
conmigo.
Your hands to the Lord tonight. What a God.
Levante su adoración a Él.
This letter, this epistle says, perfect love casts away all fear.
Esta epístola dice que el perfecto amor saca el temor.
This is what I want to talk to you about. God wants you to overcome doubt.
El Señor quiere que luches contra la duda.
And God wants you to overcome fear.
Y quiere que venzas la duda y el temor.
God desires for His church to be triumphant.
El Señor quiere que la iglesia sea triunfante.
Have you, let me just talk about fear just a little bit.
Vamos a hablar del miedo un poquito.
Have you ever seen a daredevil?
¿Acaso ha visto uno de los que mencionó?
I'm not saying Spanish. Amen. But somebody that likes to court danger.
Pero alguien que le gusta como el peligro, por así decirlo.
You ever seen somebody like to be foolish?
¿Alguien ha visto que a alguien le gusta ser como tonto?
Somebody that likes to play around with riskiness.
Alguien que le gusta el peligro.
And dangerous things.
O que lo puede matar.
What's that old saying? You play with fire, you're going to get
burned. Si juegas con fuego, te vas a quemar.
And when you were young,
cuando
especially
joven,
these young men,
especialmente estos jóvenes,
you didn't see the perils, the woes, and the backside of being foolish.
No viste las consecuencias de ser tonto.
And some just delight in danger.
Y algunos les encanta y se deleitan en el peligro.
They like to blow up things.
Les gusta explotar cosas.
Burn up things.
Quemar cosas.
They like to drive fast.
Les gusta conducir rápido.
They like to act cool.
Les gusta actuar cool.
And some are enchanted flirting with it.
Y algunos les encanta eso.
And some just like to show off.
Y solamente a algunos le encanta como creerse.
Not thinking about the consequences.
Y no piensa en las consecuencias de aquello.
How many of you have ever played around with danger?
¿Cuántos han jugado lamentablemente con el peligro?
Look at here. I see hands raised.
Un poco
double
más levantadas.
Hands raised. You know, but some people are just stubborn.
Pero hay algunas personas que son cabezaduras.
And they're embedded with pride.
Y están embuidas en orgullo.
But tonight I'm not talking about just flirting with danger.
Pero no hablo de las personas que juegan con el peligro.
I'm not talking about that kind of fear where a person flirts, but I want to talk to you. Amen. God wants you to overcome things that hinder you.
El Señor quiere que tú venzas todo este tipo de cosas.
Things that set you back.
Cosas que te hacen retroceder.
Doubt and fear sets a child of God back.
Que hacen que la duda y el temor te hagan echarte para atrás.
They're twin weapons in the hands of the devil.
Y hay armas en las manos del enemigo.
You know, doubt brings what we call condemnation.
Porque la duda trae lo que sería la condenación.
And fear,
y el miedo,
it stops one's faith from growing.
Detiene tu fe en crecimiento.
But tonight I want to preach to you that living for God is doable.
Pero déjeme decirle que vivir para Dios es factible.
If you want to title this tonight, I want to just say it's doable. You can live for God and be for God.
Tú puedes vivir para Dios y ser para Dios.
Being victorious is doable.
Ser victorioso es factible.
And growing stronger for God is doable tonight.
Y crecer fuerte en Jesús es factible.
You know, there are some people that have natural fears.
Hay algunos que tienen miedos naturales.
For example, if you were to drive on a steep ledge or walk on a steep ledge,
si caminas o vas por un camino medio extraño,
Sister Crosswell would be riding on the floorboard. Where you at? Where she's at? Okay, you're in the back. In Colorado Springs, Colorado, we took a little road trip.
Cuando fuimos a Colorado, nos fuimos de un viajecito.
And we went up a hogback mountain.
Y fuimos atrás de una montaña.
A hogback mountain means there's a little bitty road.
Y hay un pequeño camino.
No shoulders.
Que no
nothing
tiene nada.
But a steep place on both sides.
Que no tiene unas barandas que te puedan afirmar por si te caes.
My beautiful, tender wife had an iron grip.
Y mi esposa se agarró como si fuera de hierro.
And she could not even look to the right or the left.
Y ni siquiera podía mirar ni a la derecha ni a la izquierda.
And she said under her breath with her teeth just clenched down.
Y dijo con sus dientes apretados.
Get me off of this.
Sácame de aquí.
Slow down.
Detente, baby, un poco
más despacio. My sweet little wife became aggressive.
Mi esposa se empezó a poner agresiva.
And I felt that any minute she was going to claw my eyeballs out.
Y ya sentía en cualquier minuto que ya me iba a pegar.
But I want to tell you today, I have a God that will help you make it in life.
Pero yo sé que tengo un Dios que te va a.
Oh, you think that my God gives you the power to conquer?
¿No te agradece que Dios te da el poder para conquistar?
Now to get where we're going tonight.
Ahora para seguir en el camino que vamos.
I want to share with you a story that I just read of some acquaintances of ours.
Quiero hablarle una historia sobre unos parientes.
They had several kids, four kids.
Tenían muchos niños, como unos cuatro.
And they went to Utah.
Y fueron a Utah.
To the Arches National Park.
A un parque.
Now, the Arches National Park, Coley, is not McDonald's.
Y ahora este parque no es McDonald's.
But it is a place in Utah that has over 2,000 stone, natural stone arches.
Pero que tiene muchas piedras gigantes.
There's massive rocks that are balanced on other rocks.
Hay muchas piedras gigantes que se balancean en otras piedras.
And there's a lot of these hogbacks or fins.
Y hay muchas cercas.
Of slim little ledges all over the place.
Que están alrededor de todo el lugar.
Anybody been to that place in
Utah? ¿Alguien que ha estado en ese lugar?
I don't see if anybody's ever been there.
Parece que nadie.
You been there? Large red rocks everywhere.
Múltiples
very
pedras.
Beautiful place.
Un lugar muy hermoso.
Anyway, this family decided to stop here at this park.
Esta familia decidió detenerse en este parque.
And it was a beautiful, cool morning.
Y era una hermosa, fría mañana.
And they decided to take their four children.
Y decidieron llevar a los cuatro niños.
On an 8-mile hike.
En un viaje de 8 millas.
Well, it was beautiful. All the arches.
Bueno, era hermoso. Se veía todo bonito.
All the red rocks.
Todas las piedras rojas.
And that crisp, cool morning of the desert.
Y esa fría mañana del desierto.
And these people used to walking and exercising, so they said, you know.
Ya estaban acostumbrados a hacer ejercicio y caminar, así que podemos hacerlo.
But as the day wore on,
pero mientras el día avanzaba,
the trail proved longer what they expected.
El camino se puso más largo de lo que esperaban.
Somehow 8 miles became and grew and stretched and kept on going.
Las 8 millas se hicieron más largas de lo esperado.
That early morning nip in the air melted away.
Y en la mañana se empezó a enfriar.
And the heat of the sun began to start reflecting on the rocks.
Y el calor del sol empezó a reflejarse en las piedras.
At one point of their journey on that trail,
y en algún punto de su viaje,
they reached a long, narrow fin of a rock that they had to walk on.
Llegaron a una parte final de una piedra.
It dropped hundreds of feet on both sides.
Y se cayó múltiples pies hacia abajo.
And, well, it was about 3 foot to 5 foot wide.
Y era bastante grande.
And two of the children all of a sudden discovered that they had inherited a big fear.
Y dos de estos niños vieron que tenían un gran miedo.
The fear of heights.
El miedo a las alturas.
And when they got to that fin,
cuando llegaron a esa cerca,
they froze in place.
Se congelaron ahí mismo.
And mama had to literally begin to say, come on, just get your hand and hold on to me.
Y la mamá le dijo, bueno, agárrese de mí.
Both boys clutched their mother with an iron grip.
Y ambos de estos niños agarraron a su madre con sus manos de hierro.
Their way across this narrow ledge.
Y empezaron a caminar por este camino
both
peligroso.
Sides was nothing but a bottom.
En ambos lados solamente había una caída profunda.
Finally, she had to tell the boys, she said, listen, don't take your eyes off of my back.
Y les dijo a los niños, no quites los ojos de mí. Solo
mira a mí.
Vas a estar bien.
And she coached both the children. She kept on saying, you could do it.
Y le decía a los niños, sigue, sigue.
You're
tú puedes.
Doing great.
Lo vas a hacer bien.
Don't look down.
No mires abajo.
Look straight ahead.
Mírame a mí.
And she noticed one of the boys' hands was sweating.
Y se notó que una de las manos de los niños
they
estaba transpirando.
They were breathing hard because fear was starting to grip them.
Porque el miedo los estaba alcanzando.
How many in this place is afraid of heights? Let me see your hand.
¿Cuántos tienen miedo a las alturas?
I know, Sister Kristen, your hand's raised. Honduras across a little bitty old wooden swing of a bridge, swinging bridge.
En un puente,
I remember her there.
Honduras, la recuerdo a ella.
When I started swinging that bridge that led over a
cuando
large river,
el puente empezó a balancearse.
I remember somebody sitting on the bridge.
Y alguien se sentó en ese puente.
And I can remember somebody named Sister Crossway threatened me when I get off that bridge.
Y la hermana Crossway empezó a amenazar después de que salimos de ese puente.
But these kids, all of a sudden, they were perplexed because of fear.
Pero estos niños estaban perplejos por el miedo.
Finally,
hasta que finalmente,
they shuffled their way across to the other side.
Llegaron al otro lado.
Their stomachs had been churning.
Sus estómagos estaban muy
mal. They got to the safe ground.
Y cuando llegaron a suelo firme,
they thought the worst was behind
them. Pensaron que lo peor ya había pasado.
But about 6.5 miles into that loop trail,
pero después, 6 millas después,
all of a sudden they reached a cliff.
Llegaron a una parte alta.
The trail kind of sloped and dropped into a narrow chasm.
Se fue para abajo el camino y luego empezó a subir para arriba.
And there was no way down.
No había manera de bajar.
Except that you would cling to the rock face, facing the rock.
A no ser que estuvieras enfrente de la piedra.
Turn your feet sideways.
Poniendo tus pies de lado.
Hold to the side of the cliff.
Y agarrándote.
And start walking sideways.
Agarrándote de la parte para
caminar. Can you imagine
caminar?
A daddy, a wife, and 4 kids?
¿Se imagina un papá y una mamá y 4 niños caminando por esa orilla?
The wife said at that point, she immediately stiffened up. She got nauseated.
Se pusieron poco menos que iban a vomitar.
They looked around and they said, "Should we go back the way we came?"
Y dijeron, tal vez deberíamos regresar por donde vinimos.
We've come 6.5 miles.
Hemos llegado a 6 millas.
And going back would mean that we'll have to cross that fin.
Y si vamos de vuelta vamos a tener que cruzar otra
and
vez
by the
esa
time
parte.
We get there, it's going to be dark.
Y para cuando lleguemos allá va a ser oscuro.
We have 1.5 miles ahead of us.
Tenemos una milla más que recorrer.
The daddy said, "We must do it."
Y el papá dijo, bueno, hagámoslo.
So he got a hold of it and he put his hand and he gripped the side of the wall.
Así que
and
se agarró
he began to itch his way
de esa orilla.
On
y empezó a caminar.
On and on till he got to the other side.
Hasta que llegó al otro lado.
When he got to the other side, he said, "Hey, it's easier than what you think."
Cuando llegó al otro lado, dijo, "Ah, esto es fácil."
And the wife had her head doing
y la esposa dijo,
Those kids' eyes were big.
Y los ojos de estos niños estaban muy grandes.
And they were just looked like stones.
Y se veían como piedras.
All 4 of them just about couldn't move.
Todos los 4 niños ni siquiera
so
se podían
Daddy
mover.
Daddy jumped back on the ledge and he made his way across.
Entonces papá siguió en el camino.
And something in that mama awoke.
Y en algo en la mamá despertó.
And she said, Come on, boys.
Le
we can do it.
Podemos hacerlo.
She said, I'm going to do it.
Yo
Y'all can do it.
Sí, sí, yo lo hago, ustedes también.
And daddy put his hand there and he started easing across. Mama said, come on. She said, don't look down.
Y le dijo la mamá al niño, no mires abajo.
She said, just take your feet and just inch them a little bit at a time. Don't slip. Carefully make your way sideways and follow me and do what I'm doing.
Y no que sigue mis pasos, ya es todo lo que yo hago.
All four kids, her eyes got big, and mama got on the ledge.
Y los cuatro
and
niños
with an amazing
primero.
Calmness in her voice, she said, come on, we can do it.
Y con una
it's
calma
doable.
Dijo, es factible,
and they
se puede
began
hacer.
To make their way. One of those boys was breathing hard again.
Y uno de los niños estaba respirando
and mama
muy mal.
Said, hey, relax, it's going to be okay. Daddy said, it's easy.
Dijo, relájate, si el papá dijo
it's going to be all right. He said, it's doable.
Va a estar bien.
And
esto
meanwhile,
es
mama is making her way, following daddy.
Y mientras la mama seguía
and
papá.
All four of those children begin to work in sync. On and on they made it. And they kept making it. Finally, daddy got to the end.
Hasta que llegaron al final.
When he put his foot up on the solid rock, he said, come on, you can do it.
Cuando llegaron al final, la vamos, si puedes
it's hacer. Easier than what you think.
Es más fácil de lo que se ve.
Something in mama encouraged her. She said, come on, boys, we're going to do it.
Algo en la mamá le dijo, no, vamos, si
and
se
they
puede.
Began to inch their way, little by little. She said, don't look down. You could do it. Daddy began to say, you could do it. 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 You're almost there. Keep on. You got just a little bit more. Finally, mama, she realized she was at the end. And she reached out with her toe without looking, trying to find solid rock. Because behind them was a sheer cliff. And he said, honey, ease just a little bit more to the right. And you're going to find that ledge.
Y le dijeron, no, solamente ve un poco más a la derecha. Ahí vas a encontrar roca sólida.
And she said, she finally towed her way. And found a safe place.
Hasta que encontró un lugar seguro.
And she said it took forever to get her hands off of that wall.
Pero tomó mucho tiempo para sacar la mano de esa muralla.
But when she did, she stood up. And she looked at those boys as they were inching their way. She said, come on, boys. You can do it. It's doable. You're doing a good job. Come on. You can do it. You can
Pero
do it. You
dijo,
can make it.
Sí, tú puedes hacerlo. Sigue, continúa. Tú puedes hacerlo.
And when I read that today, the Lord began to speak to me.
Cuando leí eso, el Señor me empezó a hablar.
There's somebody right now who's never been across something like that. Amen. There's a big God is wanting to take this church into a new dimension, a new place in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You may feel like you're on a ledge, and you may feel like you're inching your way across a place you've never been before. There may be a fearful treading that you're on, but I want to tell somebody it's doable. I have a God that will lead you if you just follow. Amen. You've never been this route before in life, but there's a God that's already been that way.
El Señor ya hizo un camino para ti, solamente tienes que seguirlo.
When that mama got to the van where they had parked.
Y cuando la mamá llegó a la van.
Those kids were talking how they made it across the cliff.
Y los niños hablaban de cómo pasaron esa orilla. Son triunfantes ahora.
Those kids were bragging to each other. You know, I was afraid, but I conquered it.
Y dijeron, tenía miedo, pero lo conquisté.
All of a sudden that mama said this. She said,
y la mamá
honey,
dijo,
she said, you know what?
¿Sabes qué?
While we was on that side of that cliff,
cuando estaba en ese lado de la orilla,
not one time did I feel afraid.
Ni una vez me sentí con miedo.
She said, I was so concerned by being an example.
Estaba más preocupada de ser un ejemplo.
When I made it across,
cuando lo logré,
she said, all of a sudden I realized I made it. And I realized if you can make it, I can make it, they can make it. Are you thankful that God gives you power? God gives you the ability even to make it across the treacherous places. Even when your faith is exercised and God says to you, hang on. Even I go to prepare a place for you. I go to lead the way. The Lord is our shepherd. He'll lead you to and he'll lead you through that place.
El Señor es nuestro pastor y él te guiará por donde quiera que vayas.
1 John begins to talk about death.
Y primero Juan habla de la muerte.
Talking about facing God. I want to tell the church, amen, God wants you to get to that place, amen, if it came tonight, your time to go, that you have confidence in God, that my God is a leader, and the God of heaven will help you. Hey, Jesus Christ conquered death, that you could conquer death. He said, grave, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? I want to tell somebody tonight, I don't have to fear as long as I have my hand in the hand of the God of heaven.
Conquistó la muerte.
Somebody now ought to clap their hands to God, and you ought to shout to God.
Y alábele al Señor por la victoria que hizo por nosotros.
Woo! Hallelujah! I feel this so great in the Holy Ghost today.
Y siento el Espíritu Santo ahora.
That God wants to lead you and progress you.
El Señor quiere guiarte en progresión.
In the places you've never been before.
En lugares que nunca has estado antes.
When they came to that treacherous place where.
Cuando pasaron por ese lugar,
it was no room to walk just normally.
No había lugar para caminar normalmente.
And they had to get a hold of the cliff.
Tenían que agarrarse de la orilla.
And they had to make their way little by little.
Y tenían que agarrarse de ese lugar.
They had to keep their eyes on their mama and their daddy.
Tenían que poner sus ojos en su mamá y papá.
I want to tell the church, mama, I believe God is ready to use you, church, amen, to help some other people make it in this hour. The eyes of people
are going to
be on you, daddy, to watch how you make it and how you make those critical steps. Young person today, if you learn to keep your eyes on the testimony and the example of people before you, I'm telling you, you can make it in this hour. Amen, are you thankful that God is still on the throne and my God still has power? He wants the church to make it.
El Señor quiere que tú lo logres.
Oh, you ought to shout to God tonight that you got an example.
Apláudale al Señor porque tienes un ejemplo que seguir.
Now, this is what I want. I want my bride to come up here.
Quiero que mi esposa venga.
Sister Crosswind, I need you up here. King David quoted a scripture.
Rey David habló de una escritura.
And in the book of Acts,
en el libro de Hechos,
Peter quoted the same scripture.
Pedro también habló de esta escritura.
How many of you have ever been to Bible quiz and memorized the book of Acts, the second chapter of Acts? Let me see your hand.
¿Cuántos han tenido que memorizar el libro de Hechos 2?
There's a scripture said, I have set the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I may not be moved.
Yo he puesto al Señor al lado mío para que no me caiga.
I have set the Lord always before my face.
He puesto al Señor siempre en mi cara.
He is on my right hand.
Porque él está en mi mano derecha.
That I cannot be moved.
Y no seré movido.
Typically, Sister C, on my right side. Hold my hand. That's your right hand, right?
Esa es tu mano derecha, ¿no?
Isn't it amazing?
No es sorprendente.
But I want to show you something.
Pero quiero mostrarle
algo. When people get their right hand and right hand, that's the hand you're supposed to shake with, right?
Esta con la mano con
this
la
is the right hand of fellowship.
Esta es la
the
mano
right
de la
hand
reunión.
Of covenant.
La mano de la, del
the
pacto.
Only way that our right hands can really be right.
La única manera que nuestras manos derechas pueden estar bien.
Is when we get face to face.
Es cuando nos ponemos
only
cara
a cara. Face to face and be really have it just right. Is to stand face to face with you.
Es estando cara a cara contigo.
And I want to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost.
Quiero alguien decirle a alguien en el Espíritu Santo.
When you get face to face with God and you get a hold
cara
of His hand,
Dios, y sigues, y
God's
going to
hold you. There's something about that hand grip. There's something about the great shepherd.
Y hay algo en
when
esa
you
mano
shake
de Dios.
Hands, the old-fashioned deal of shaking hands was more than, hello, how you doing? More than, God bless you. More than a hi.
Más que solamente un Dios te bendiga, apretar la
used
mano
to be when Brother Pearl was a little boy.
Era
Brother
hermano
Riley was a little boy. Brother Martin, Brother Williams, and Brother Jerry was a little boy.
Todos eran niños ahora.
When somebody made a deal,
cuando alguien hacía un trato,
they shook right hands.
Apretaba
right?
La mano derecha.
Brother Jerry, you still make a deal and shake hands, don't you?
Aún cuando hace trato, aún
you know
usa la mano derecha.
It should mean, Brother Murray, when somebody shakes your hand, you make a deal with him. That means I wholeheartedly agree. I want to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost today, God don't want you to let go of his hand.
Remember,
friend, when you get in a bind, only thing you had to do is face the rock of your salvation. Keep your eyes on Jesus. I'm telling somebody, when Peter got out of the boat, as long as he looked to his maker, God says, I'm going to hold of my deal. You can walk on the water. You can face the storms of life, but you got to hang on and keep your eyes on me. Hear me tonight, God wants his church to walk with him.
Y el Señor quiere que la iglesia camine con él, con sus ojos sobre él.
Through the storm,
a través de la tormenta.
Through the pain,
a través del dolor.
Through things you've never gone through,
y a través de cosas que no has experimentado.
And even if it cost you death,
y incluso en el costo de la muerte.
Cost your life,
o la causa de la muerte,
even if you stand
vida.
Before God,
incluso cuando estés en frente del
the
Señor.
The best way to do it is hang on.
La mejor
and keep your eyes on the master. Watch what he does and follow him.
Amen.
Even in the time of fear.
Incluso los tiempos de temor.
Pastor. Keep going.
Are you thankful that our God would lead us across?
Amen.
You can shout now because there's victory. Amen. I'm thankful. You know what that little family did when they got back to the van?
¿Sabe lo que hizo esta familia cuando volvió a la van?
One of the little boys looked at mama and said, "Mama, what are you jumping up and down for?" She said, "I'm excited because we made it."
La mamá dijo, "Estoy emocionada."
Hallelujah. One of these days, amen, we're going to look back and say, "I made it. I made it. I made it through. I made it across the difficulty. I made it across the problem. I made it through my trial. I made it through the test."
Conquisté la prueba.
Paul said, "I could do all things through Christ, which strengthens me."
Todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece.
Brother Murray,
hermano Murray,
you can make it.
Usted puede hacerlo.
It's doable.
Es factible.
Papa Murray, it's doable.
Es factible.
Brother Jerry, it's doable.
Es factible.
Sister Powell, it's doable.
Es factible.
Sister Purtle, it's doable. Brother Neil, it's doable. I want to tell somebody, living for God is doable. Many people say, you can't live for God, you can't be for God. Hey, friend, it's doable. Hey, I may have to go through the trial. I may have to go through the fire, but it is doable. Somebody ought to lift their voice. Come on. I'm not preaching to a bunch of dead people. I'm preaching to people that God wants you to have a strength. God wants a testimony tonight. God wants somebody to make it. God wants somebody to step on the other side.
El Señor quiere que alguien conquiste sus miedos y sus dudas.
Our video game generation.
Nuestra generación de videojuegos.
Do they still call it video?
¿Aún lo llaman de esa manera?
Man, that dates me, right? What do they call it now, Brother Neil?
¿Cómo lo llaman ahora?
They just said gaming.
Juegos.
Well, gaming to me.
Bueno, juegos para mí.
Is when you go to the boats.
Y cuando vas a votar.
But when somebody loses,
pero cuando alguien pierde,
at these crazy games today, says Crossway, you can stay up here.
En estos juegos, bueno, hermana Crossway, venga acá.
We haven't been to the baptistry wall yet.
No hemos llegado al bautisterio.
You think about it, when they lose, only thing they do is start again.
Cuando, y cuando pierden solamente empiezan de nuevo.
But I want to tell you, folks, your life is not a video game.
Tu vida no es un videojuego.
When it's over, it's over.
Cuando se acabó, se acabó. No hay de vuelta.
God wants to help you make it every step of the way.
El Señor quiere que logres cada paso.
God's intention for your life is not for you to be a loser.
El Señor no quiere que usted sea un perdedor.
Not for you to be buffaloed by fear and doubt.
Ni que tenga miedo ni temor.
Not for you to be a subject of the enemy.
Ni que sea sujeto del enemigo.
Who steals,
quien roba,
kills,
mata,
and destroys.
Destruye.
Jesus said, "I'm come that you may have what?"
And yet
more,
para dar vida y vida
I want to tell somebody tonight, amen, come on, he wants you to make it. It's doable. Living for God is doable. Sister Tina,
Dios es factible.
When I was praying today in the sanctuary,
cuando oraba hoy en el santuario,
the Holy Ghost spoke to me to tell you it's doable.
Para decir
I need
que es
you
factible.
To stand and just like you're going to punch Aaron. How would you punch Aaron?
Como si golpearas a Aaron.
You gave him that brotherly punch when you was a kid.
Threw him through a wall.
Lo tiraba
también en la muralla.
Dos veces lo tiró por la muralla.
Come on. Amen. If you could do that for your brother, how much you could do for God. The Holy Ghost spoke to me to tell you it's doable. You can live for God. You don't have to be a failure. You don't have to be a loser. God wants you to be overcomer. I'm telling somebody the Holy Ghost tonight. You can win because Jesus has already paid the price.
Porque el Señor ya pagó el precio por usted. Y usted es un ganador, no un perdedor.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Tonight, God wants somebody to know that He's still on the throne and He wants you to be a victorious winner. He don't want you to finish last. He don't want you to be the laughing stock of hell. He wants you to be the victorious warrior.
Quiere que seas un guerrero victorioso.
Come on. Satan came to Jesus, came to the Lord, and he said,
Satanás vino al Señor.
What have you been doing? Walking to and fro.
¿Y qué estás haciendo? Solamente caminando.
And the Lord said, "Have you tried my man,
Job?" Y dijo el Señor, ¿ha probado a mi siervo Job?
Job went through the fire.
Y Job pasó a través del fuego.
Job went through the test.
Job atravesó la prueba.
Job's friend came and told me, "You're an idiot. Curse God and get it over with."
Y sus amigos de él lo maldijeron y dijeron, "Ah, maldice a tu Dios y sigue. No vas a lograrlo."
It's a little pathway. There's no way possible you can make it.
Y es un camino muy pequeño, no lo vas a lograr.
But Job said, "The Lord giveth."
Pero Jehová,
Job, the Lord taketh away.
Jehová dio y Jehová quitó.
Blessed be the name. It's doable. It's Job. Job said, "It's doable tonight when you follow the hand of God and the plan of God." Even when the Lord is your shepherd, you can make it. Hear me tonight, Sister Riley. Amen. I don't care what's been going on. Amen. I don't care how tough it's been. When the Lord is your shepherd, God will lead you. It's doable tonight. I need somebody to stand and say, "It's doable."
Quiero que alguien se ponga de pie.
Come on, it's doable. It's well worth the trip.
Y esto vale la pena.
Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Lift your voice tonight.
Aplaudan al Señor. Levante su voz.
Paul said, "I have fought a good fight."
Pablo dijo, he peleado la buena batalla.
I have kept.
He mantenido la fe.
I have finished.
He terminado la carrera.
And the prize is ready for me.
Y la recompensa está lista para mí.
Ooh, the keepers of the faith.
Los mantenedores
de la fe. The fighters of the fight.
Los peleadores de la batalla.
Hang on, friend.
Agárrese.
It's doable tonight.
Es factible y se puede.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your Spirit. I thank you for the liberty that you have for souls. You have spoken to us tonight. God, these that are battling fear, perplexity, that feel they can't grow, they feel like hell's come against them. I thank you tonight for the answer. I thank you for your promise. I thank you for your wisdom. I thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name, it's doable.
Es factible.
Cody, you never walked this path before.
Nunca caminaste este camino antes.
You're just 18 years old.
Solo tienes 18.
There's some battles that you're going to have to learn to fight.
Y hay batallas que vas a tener que aprender a pelear.
Come on up here.
Ven para acá.
You're scared of heights? You're scared of depths? You're scared of principalities and powers?
Te asustan las alturas, las principales.
Coley, just follow your shepherd.
Solo sigue a tu pastor.
See, you made it. There's going to come a day and hour, Coley, when you learn to fight the good fight of faith and follow Jesus. You won't see the answer right then.
No vas a ver la respuesta de inmediato.
Fear will tell you, doubt will tell you, and everybody else will tell you it's not worth it.
Y todos te van a decir que no vale la pena.
Why don't you just throw in the towel? Why don't you quit living for God?
Y te van a decir, ah, ríndete.
But if you can follow the Lord,
pero si puedes seguir al Señor,
there's going to be a day you're going to look back and say, "Hey, hold it.
Vas a mirar
it's doable."
Y vas a ver que es
you
factible,
can tell your little sister Katie, it's doable.
Vas a decir,
you'll be able
factible
to tell your little friends, it's doable.
Vas a decirle a tu
you're able to tell somebody else, it's doable.
Es factible,
and maybe
vale la
one
pena
day, even God will use you as a mighty warrior that you can say, "Hold it."
Vamos a poder decir,
let me tell you what helped me.
Déjame
I followed the shepherd
yo seguí
and
pastor
the shepherd kept me through.
Me
it's doable tonight. Hallelujah. For me and my house, we're going to live for God. For me and my house, we're going to keep on keeping on. Hallelujah.
Seguiremos
worship the
Señor
Lord tonight. Hallelujah.
Seguiremos al Señor.
Lead on, good shepherd.
Hallelujah.
Follow all my days.
I want the choir to come back up here, those that
there
were singing.
Ain't nothing greater than to watch you make a way. Woo. You walk with me through fire, but you never steered me wrong.
Lead on.
Lead on, good shepherd, lead on.
Hallelujah. Come on, saints of God, I want you to gather around the front.
Lead on, good shepherd, I'll follow all my days.
I want you to sing it now with a different singing. Come on, proclaim it.
And to watch you make a way. You walked me through the fire, but you never steered me wrong. Lead on, good shepherd, lead on. Lead on, good shepherd, I'll follow all my days. There ain't nothing sweeter than to watch you make a way. You walk me through the fire, but you never steered me wrong. Lead on, good shepherd, lead on. Lead on, good shepherd.
Congregation, join with them and sing it.
All my days. To watch you make a way. You walked me through the fire, but you never steered me wrong. Lead on, good shepherd, lead on. Step by step, step by step, day by day. Lead me on, Lord, I pray. Road gets dark, walk by faith. Lead on, good shepherd, step by step, day by day. Lead me on, Lord, I pray. Road gets dark, walk by faith. Lead on, good shepherd, step by step, day by day. Lead me on, Lord, I pray. Road gets dark, walk by faith. Lead on, good shepherd. You make a way. You walk me through the fire, but you never steered me wrong. Lead on, good shepherd, lead on. Lead on, good shepherd, I'll follow all my days. There ain't nothing sweeter. You never steered me wrong. Lead on, good shepherd, lead on.
Oh, won't you clap your hands and lift your voice? Woo! Somebody ought to celebrate. Come on, it's doable. Woo! It's doable.
Es factible. Usted confíe en el Señor nada más. Si bien el camino se va a ver medio peligroso, medio malo, medio que no se puede caminar, usted confíe en el Señor, porque el pastor lo va a guiar por un buen camino. No importa dónde usted vaya, no importa dónde usted esté, si usted se afirma al Señor, y aunque usted no vea nada, aunque incluso usted quede ciego, no, incluso no vea dónde está o en dónde pisa, usted siga confiando en el Señor y Él lo va a guiar como siempre. Y lea su palabra, y ore y persevere en la fe. Amén.
Amén. Praise God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! You know what I feel in my spirit as your shepherd? I feel fight inside of me.
Siento pelea dentro de mí.
We've been at war, but folks,
hemos estado en
you
guerra.
Got a fight inside of you that's bigger than the fight that's against you.
Pero
amen. You know you're headed for victory. Praise God.
Pero sabes que estás yendo a la victoria.
Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember Tuesday night teaching.
El martes de la noche es enseñanza.
Thursday night is our mission NAC.
Y el jueves es misión NAC.
We're going to be feeding these kids, but they're going to be coming first, I believe.
Vamos
to children's church and the teen church.
La iglesia de niños y adolescentes.
Then remember Sunday morning and Sunday night.
Y recuerda el domingo en la mañana y en la noche.
Things are popping at Apostolic Lighthouse.
Las cosas están explotando en Life.
Amen. Praise God. Brother Zach, come.
Hermano Zach, venga.
Amen. If you had a birthday or anniversary, if you'll make your way up to the front for this month and last month,
si tu we want to honor you. Venga aquí porque vamos a orar por usted.
A birthdays first, cumpleaños, and then we'll honor anniversaries.
Cualquiera de los
so
dos.
If you had a birthday,
así que si tuvo un cumpleaños,
last month or this month, come on up.
El semestre pasado o el semestre que viene o este, bueno, mes.
All right, let's sing to him. Y'all ready?
Cantemos.